here I am, sitting here in my first world chair, eating first world foods like carbohydrates and fats, pondering about what lies ahead with a cheap cigarette. The life of welfare is a solemn one indeed. This is the Drudge Report for the 7th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but you might hear some jokes. America's longest war, no, not the war on intellectualism, rather the Afghanistan war, has entered its 12th year this Sunday. Another 12 years down, another 60 years of US domination in the Middle East. Something's gonna give, and I don't care if it's the Afghanistani porn industry or a complete decoupling of America's world hegemony. The US will pay for what it gets, 1.6 billion pissed off Muslims and mass unrest from the fat white man's slave. Break them down far enough and they will retaliate. Black ghetto rap is not an acceptable form of retaliation, and suicide bombing is even preferred and recommended over the latter. Seriously, Flo Rida, kill yourself. Friggin' hell, Pitbull, you're not even black! At least 91 people have been infected with an unusual type of meningitis, caused by contaminated steroid injections. If the size of your nutsack seems awfully skewed, you're probably gonna die. Symptoms include lower back pain, a stiff neck, and balance problems. In other words, if you're a crappy, low-paid clown who does kid shows in Detroit, you probably have moments to live. In the next 3 minutes, you can look forward to a newsy drive-by from a pissed-off black couple who claim you made their kid cry. Pointing a gun to a child's head and shouting, "Laugh, mother effer," does not constitute as entertainment. With a month until the election, things are getting tense, but for some, desperate better suits the word. Joe Biden is set to take 6 days off the campaign trail in order to prepare for a debate with Representative Paul Ryan in the upcoming vice presidential debate. Since he has no substance, Biden is to practice his and can you please repeat that question with maximum efficiency. Rumors are that Mr. Ryan will be practicing standing there and smiling like a dork. American democracy, the only country where a retard and a good-looking actor can be considered legitimate for leadership. But hey, let's distract you with a picture of Chavez. Goddamn audio format. Californian gas prices have hit a record high for a second straight day in a row, as gas hits $4.65 for a gallon this Saturday due to a ration in the supply at the pumps caused by the unbearable wholesale price of oil, causing many small stations to shut down. The average price for a gallon of regular gasoline in LA County is up 52 cents from the previous week. On the bright side, at least... Oh wait, the LA smog has cleared and I can actually see the sun. I told you there was a bright side. You gotta love those news stories, which literally write themselves. Snoop Dogg posted a list of 10 reasons for why he's not voting for Romney, and 10 reasons why he's voting for Obama. Gotta love the stone rhetoric and what could be the best thing I've read since 50s smoking commercials. Chesterfield is best for you. Language warning. From 1 to 10, why Snoop isn't voting for Romney. Number 1, he's a white nigger. Number 2, this motherfucker's name is Mitt. Number 3, bitch got a dancing horse. Number 4, he a hoe. Number 5, he looks like he says nigger all the time. Number 6, this motherfucker's name is Mitt. Number 7, he always interrupts and talks over people like he's better than them. Bitch, I will beat the shit out of you. Number 8, he's a Mormon, but he ain't got no hoes. Number 9, he reminds me of every boss I've ever hated. And number 10, this motherfucker's name is Mitt. This crap's all over Letterman's top 10. What is this? And of course, his top 10 reasons why he's voting for Obama. 1, he's a black nigger. 2, he mad cool, yo. Number 3, that nigger look like he can fight. Number 4, he wears a durag like me. Number 5, Michelle got a fat ass. Number 6, he's BFFs with Jay-Z. Number 7, he hugged Beyonce before and sniffed her neck. Number 8, we use the same hair clippers. Number 9, he smokes Newports. Number 10, I seen that nigger hoop before and he got a jumper. And they're all the reasons why I hate US politics. A spore expert has discovered that New York's air isn't exactly what you think it may be. Some of the danger includes bacteria, pollen, clothing fiber, fungus, tire rubber, dead skin cells, cooking fat, and carbon emissions. Some say it mimics the daily diet of the typical African. On further notice, it's occurred to me that there are way too many nutrients in dead skin than to sustain an African, which has also been cited by experts as the leading cause of obesity in Africa. Critics have said that if some of New York's air were to make its way to African shores, it could lead to widespread famine and unrest, as people partake in the long-time tradition of cannibalization to support the habit. Thank God we quarantine planes. Although a big shout-out to the gay US flight attendant who introduced AIDS to America from Africa. You just had to experience a black cock, didn't you? Ruining it for the rest of us who like our small Asian boys. ABC News has obtained an internal State Department email from May 3rd, 2012, indicating that the State Department denied a request from the security team at the Embassy of Libya to retain a DC-3 airplane in the country to better conduct their duties. Fair enough. I guess health and safety is for pussies, but when you're in a country to loot their wealth and terrorise its citizens, it's difficult to justify anything. Not that Obama's ever needed a justification to do anything. In fact, the president is to meet in Hollywood for a $25,000 per plate presidential event with some of America's biggest stars, including George Clooney, John Bon Jovi, and Katy Perry. Sorry, I was just thinking about Katy Perry's rack. Sweet sugar, come lick me, babe. It's like I'm staring at Jesus, except I don't feel weird masturbating to him. Venezuela has overtaken Saudi Arabia to become number one in the world for proven oil reserves. And with the coming Venezuelan election, global tensions are rising high. Good luck, California. You'll need it when Chavez wins his 1,000th term for mysterious reasons. Perhaps a last-minute assassination of his opponent, or maybe his people will retaliate against his 14 years of power to turn the oil-rich haven into a socialist nightmare. The anxiety is overwhelming, with a huge turnout of people to cast ballots. Millions of Venezuelans formed long lines at many polling centres, with queues of hundreds of voters snaking along sidewalks and around blocks in many parts of the country. Gee, people must really hate that Chavez guy, but give him a break. I personally blame all the nasty comments said from the alter ego of his third chin. Chavez, you fat bastard. Give it up, fool. We've got you cornered now. There's no running away from justice. Not that you could sustain a steady pace with those porkers you call legs. Yeah, I'd give him another 4 years. Turkey's military reportedly fired an artillery round into Syria on Sunday in immediate retaliation after a shell fired from Syria landed in a Turkish border town, the second such incident in 5 days. It's not quite war, but it's more like a violent playdate. Except instead of playing, substitute the word dying, and instead of the word violent, substitute the word justified. I'll never understand those kooky Arabs. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, don't tell me this guy's not dodgy, of Saudi Arabia is looking for a $500 million loan in order to merely refinance existing loans. Gee, even the rich towelheads are feeling the pain. I think it's because they're not wearing enough towels, to be honest. They bring luck and they're great for hiding bombs in. Sorry, I meant love. They're so good for putting love and God into that confined space. I'm such a terrorist, aren't I? I should be renamed to Netanyahu or Obama. I did say terrorist, right? Israel have shot down a drone aircraft coming in from the Gaza Strip after it crossed its southern border, although its origin remains unclear. What joke? They just shot down a drone, you son of a bitch! This means war! Not quite, but Israel did precede the event by flying Israeli warplanes low over a Lebanese village Sunday in a menacing show of force apparently aimed at the Hezbollah guerrilla group. Oh wow, talk about the inherent double standards. You no come here, but we go there because God say we're the chosen people. It's no wonder everyone hates the Jews. Oh, all this anti-Israeli talk is slowly making me wet for Muhammad. I mean, since we don't know what he looks like, I just assume he looks like Jessica Alba. Paris has held its first Black Fashion Week. Bring on the saggy tits. The much-hyped mock debate between cable TV pundits Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly was struck by a glitch on its online live stream, leaving thousands of internet viewers frustrated. Operators blamed the blackout on the sheer volume of demand. You know, all you really had to do was replace me with Bill O'Reilly, not only cutting demand by at least 95%, but think of all the money you'd save on bandwidth. Maybe there's a good reason why I host a shoddy podcast. Roman Catholic Church leaders from around the world are to come together and debate how to counter rising secularism on the 50th anniversary of the momentous Second Vatican Council. Here's an idea. We make everyone really stupid and we ban thinking. That's a winner. How come you never see any fit cardinals or bishops? Who wants to have sex with a man who's got a turkey chin? God damn it, that better not be one of your sick fetishes, you crazed mongrel. Armpit hair is acceptable, but Christians? Bitch, please! Just because you're jealous your friend was molested by that priest doesn't make it right! Jesus Christ, all this anti-Christian talk is getting me wet over Muhammad. Oh wait, I did that joke, did I? Well, we can move on then. Lastly, today marks Mr. Putin's 60th birthday. His 12-year domination of Russia via his iron fist is even holding strong today. Let's hope he doesn't ride a horse with his shirt off again. It's bad enough when he tries to talk about Russia's might, like we're rocking 1960. Get off your horse, buddy, and go home. Now, wait a second. That's just mean. I'm sorry, Puto. One day, you two will experience America's glory. In the meantime, keep selling us oil with our currency, you loser! Unfortunately, I have to go to a bar mitzvah now. I'm helping with the circumcision. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 7th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and it's kind of awkward. I mean, not really, it's not awkward. It's just because I said it was awkward. You know, it feels awkward, but you know me, babe. No, you don't. Don't talk to me. Don't send me emails. Please send me emails. I want your emails. Just, come on, just a cheeky one. Cheeky.